Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. Hope you guys are doing great. Today on the show, I want to talk about how to set yourself up for success with a real estate mortgage loan that you're going to use for real estate investing. There are a number of steps, the things you want to prepare for before you get that loan, before a bank might be willing to work with you. But I'm a big proponent of working with other people's money and utilizing other people's money in the form of low interest financing right now to increase your portfolio. So when you're growing your real estate portfolio, you're likely to utilize a few different lending options. And if you've ever been through this process, you know that it can be absolutely grueling. Lenders are going to ask you for a ton of documents, credit checks, statements, proof of employment, personal info, etc. I've been through this process a number of times myself, and I always hear stories from my team on a regular basis about what they go through with different lenders. And in fact, even today, my wife and I were sitting down at a bank dealing with a closing on a property and said, oh, we apologize. We had this one more document that we needed to sign. We forgot it last week. Would you mind signing it? And we literally had to drive 30 minutes to deal with this one document. I said, no problem. We're so used to it. Don't worry about it. Once we get through that process, though, we know the cash flow and the power of that asset, right? If it was super easy, everyone would be doing it. Well, at Mortis Invest, since we offer financing on our properties, we sometimes see clients face some turbulence when applying for these loans, simply because they didn't realize what goes into this loan approval process. And it can be really a nice little delicate balance. And there are certain things that you should never do when you're applying for a loan. So I'd like to go through some of these things and to prepare you so that when you are about to get a loan, you have these things already taken care of. You've checked these boxes, and they won't be a surprise when you're about to become an investor. So today I'm going to run through just a list of five. These are five things you don't want to do that banks want you to avoid, okay, when you're going through the loan process. You do not want to do this. The sooner that you know these little hints, the better off you're going to be, okay, in the long run. And I hate to see someone lose out on a deal because of a lack of understanding on this. So let's dive into these don'ts. And now this list comes directly from lenders that we work with, and they are the consistent team across the board for our recommendations. So these come right from the lenders' mouths. We reached out to them and said, we're going to put this list together. What are some things you would love to tell our audience? So number one on the list is don't use a cash advance from a credit card for the down payment during the loan process. This could really create a ding on your credit score for a larger amount of revolving debt. Now, look, back when I was just getting started in my career, I would get these credit cards. I went massively into credit card debt. I had a very bad relationship with money when I was younger. It was not good. And I had these credit cards that I would use these cash advance options, right? Where you could even get these cash advance checks. You know, they would send you a pile of checks and you're like, wow, that's great. I can use checks. I can write checks for anything. Don't do it. And then you realize like, oh my gosh, what interest I'm paying on these things. But it's not even like the normal interest, okay? Because then it becomes even larger amount of interest and it's treated differently than just like taking your card and going to the store. It's treated differently. And they're giving you extra dings on your credit for taking advantage of these things. This could really create a larger problem for your credit score because of the revolving debt. And it can actually play a big factor in your eligibility. And in a small way, you might not even be paying attention to it. And this thing can really alter your credit score substantially. So be careful what funds you use to pay down the payment. I would love to hear from you guys. Drop me a comment below. Have you ever used these cash advanced options? I mean, I know not only the checks, I've gone to the ATM and taken money out that way. And you're like, hey, it's free money, right? Money from my checking, my credit card. You realize how nice, you know, when you're older and you realize how stupid you are and you realize like later on how this is going to come back to bite you in the butt. You wish you wouldn't have done it. And so the possibility of being denied for a loan because of it can really cause your interest rate to be bumped up as well. You know, we work with a sponsor occasionally. They're not sponsoring this episode, but I will mention them. If you go to scoremaster.com/invest, you can literally have 97 points on your credit score fixed by using them. Again, they are not sponsoring this show, but I am a huge fan of them. And what they point out is that you can save a boatload of money on loans, car loans, home loans, just by altering a few points on your credit score. So again, I'll put a link below in the description. You guys can check it out. Go to scoremaster.com. And if you use our code INVEST, so scoremaster.com/invest, again, they are not sponsoring this show, this episode, but they've set it up so you can try it for free. And I'll figure, heck, I'll share our code with you so you can try it and see if you can get about 97 points added to your credit score. So, you know, you need to be prepared to explain, possibly even writing a letter to the bank, where your down payment is going to come from, if it isn't already in your account. So if you don't have this money in your account, don't think about using cash advance from a credit card, because they're going to look around and say, well, okay, you're going to have to make a down payment here of about $45,000 or $50,000. Where's that money? And you're like, oh, don't worry about it. I have a credit card. I'm just going to take a cash advance. No, red flag. Danger, Will Robinson. Don't do it. Yes, you'll be able to give them the cash, but now your credit score changes and it totally alters the loan structure. Don't do it. Hey, I've got some big news from my favorite home security company. Simply Safe just launched their brand new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right, Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News & World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all of the advanced tech and security features that you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. That's right. Simply Safe is so stinking easy to set up. You can be up and running. I remember they say it takes 30 minutes. I think they're lying because it took me like 10 or 15 minutes to set up my home security system with Simply Safe. Right out of the box, I set up the hub, right? Connected it to my router. Actually, you don't even need to connect it to your router. I just had it set up separately in the place. And then connected it to your Wi-Fi, put up the keypad on the wall right by the front door using the sticky thing. I didn't have to drill in anything. I set up a motion sensor. I set up the window sensors as well. And I was done within 15 minutes, all right from the app. So now you've got this amazing outdoor security camera that has a 140-degree field of view, so you can watch over your entire yard. It has a 1080p HD resolution with an 8x optical zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates and anything like that. It has built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. It's super simple to set up, and it usually takes just minutes. It has an easy-to-remove rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet, and it can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all, and it integrates with your Simply Safe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be as well. To learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/investing. And when you go to that URL, you're going to get 20% off your entire new system, 20%, and your first month of monitoring service for free just for using that code. So go to simplysafe.com/investing. You have to use that URL to get 20% off when you enroll in the active monitoring. Again, it's simplysafe.com/investing. Thanks, Simply Safe. Number two on my list, don't apply for any new credit cards while your loan is processing. Definitely don't do this. And really don't be applying for any type of credit while you're going through this process, because it is seen as risky. You definitely want to wait to apply for that new store credit card, that new Victoria's Secret credit card that they try to get you at checkout. Hey, you could save 10% off here if you sign up for the, you know, Victoria's Secret credit card. Don't ask me why I know that. Or Macy's. I never had a Victoria's Secret card, but I did have a Macy's card that I totally forgot about back in my ignorant days of setting up credit cards willy-nilly and going into debt when I was in my 20s. You know, it wasn't until I really became financially literate into my late 20s, early 30s. I had a Macy's card that I totally forgot about from some stupid $21 purchase. Totally forgot about it. I moved in the meantime, so when they sent me my statement to pay the bill, I never received it. That ended up dinging my credit. Whole other problem I don't want to get into, but it's more of a pain to sign up for those stupid cards when you're checking out, you know, at Abercrombie and Fitch or Macy's or whatever you're buying. Don't do it. Okay. Just pay with your other cards or just pay in cash. Because what happens is you don't want to be buying a new car either or getting a new car loan. We had somebody not too long ago that was in the process of getting a home, going through the mortgage process, and the husband was stupid and went out and bought a new car and got a loan on a car while they were already drawing up all the paperwork. Huge problem. Now the lender is like, whoa, this person really loves to put a lot of stuff on credit. Maybe we want to revise this loan and jack up the points a little bit here because the interest rates, because maybe this person is as good with their money as we thought they were. Again, any more open debt on your credit report will affect your eligibility and your interest rates. So be careful. Number three, this is a little bit difficult to say, but don't quit your job. Okay. I know. Look, if you've had a fight with your boss or you can't handle the commute anymore, you don't want to drive the 2 hours anymore to and from work. I get it. But if you're a few weeks away from completing a loan process, I can tell you that, you know, a bank loves when you have a job. Okay. You know how difficult it is to be a person trying to get a loan when you are trying to show like self-employment income? Not easy. They're much happier if you are a drone in the system working for somebody else on a W-2 employment salary. It's consistent. They know they can count on it. It's way easier in the process. Now, it might not be good for you personally, and we'd love to, that's why you're watching this channel, so you can become a real estate investor and break out of that eventually. But during the loan process, just hang on for a few more weeks. You know, not only do lenders like you having a job, they like a consistent job history. So don't quit and then hop to another job. Oh, yeah, I just started another job. They're going to say, wait a second. How much do you like to hop around jobs? Just stick it out a little bit longer. Number four, this is an important one that a lot of people don't think about. And I've seen this come back to bite myself in the butt a number of years ago. But you want to avoid moving large amounts of money in and out of your primary bank accounts while your loan is funding. That's red flags. Like, why is this person moving all kinds of big money in and out of their primary account? It's not consistent. And banks like consistency. Now, it's okay for banks to do this themselves, right? But, you know, we know how Wall Street is. We know how these big banks can do it themselves. They're happy to do it and defy all kinds of rules. But for you, they want to see that you're consistent. Pretty much just try to keep all of your accounts the same size until your loan is finalized. Seems simple, right? I mean, we've heard so many stories of people just not thinking about that, and they decided to move $50,000 over here, over there, and now they have to explain this, and they have to create a workaround because of a silly mistake. It could alter things, and you don't want to do that. So just keep it where it is. Don't move a lot of stuff until you're through the loan process. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Look, it's no secret that America's healthcare system is in shambles, and more than half of Americans are on a high deductible health insurance plan, and they're on the hook for thousands of dollars of deductibles, co-pays, and sky-high premiums. God, all of these insurance companies right now are just saying, hey, we're out of this pandemic, so all those healthcare costs and hospital bills and everything else related to COVID, guess what? You're on the hook for those. Pay your high deductible, $5,000 deductible, and then on top of that, maybe then we'll pay for your healthcare costs. It's ridiculous. For many people in the United States concerned about the cost of health insurance, there are no good options. You either go uninsured or you pay through the nose for a high deductible plan with questionable coverage, all because of a broken health insurance system. It's like being stuck with an outdated cable TV plan and not even knowing that Netflix exists, right? So there is a better way. That's where Crowd Health comes in. Now, I had a chance to talk with their team, and I am just blown away about this plan, how it actually, it isn't health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a better way to pay medical expenses. So Crowd Health is a community of people who are tired of paying for a broken system. It's a place where you can get a simple, flexible, and affordable way to pay for your health care. Being in the Crowd Health community can save hundreds of dollars a month, plus put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. So here's what you need to do. I want you to try this because it's so simple. Just use their app. You can find nearly any doctor in the country, ranked from 1 star to 5 stars. You can scan your bills. You can throw them away. Crowd Health takes it from there when you get your bills. Press a button to receive virtual care anytime, anywhere. And they have a community of health-conscious members who want to get and stay healthy in return for lower prices. Crowd Health gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes the savings right to its members. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual healthcare costs, helping the whole health crowd health community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. So here's what you need to do. Crowd Health is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health conscious members, but they have an amazing offer just for my listeners. Get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing, and a lot less than one of those crappy high deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99, okay? Joincrowdhealth.com/99. Don't worry, we'll have a description written up in the show notes so you can see it verbatim if you're driving. And I want you to enter the code INVESTING at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99, promo code INVESTING. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply. Check it out today. Number 5 on my list, keep all of your credit accounts current. Don't let any payments go unpaid or unattended. Pay your bills. You know, I know we've all been there. We've forgotten a month in our lives. We missed that electric bill because it didn't show up. Maybe something happened in our credit card or auto pay and it didn't happen. But as you're going through the loan process, set your reminders, put it in your calendar. Or, I mean, yes, auto pay is way better for your existing bill pay accounts. Don't leave it to chance. Make sure that all of these things are current, because if you start defaulting on anything during this process, you are going to have a big problem going through the loan process. And it can be that one little stupid thing. I had a Capital One account with a $1 balance issue that ended up becoming a credit problem for me for years until I got it fixed. $1 on a Capital One card hurt my credit in a big way, and actually it damaged my ability to get a loan when I was first starting the real estate journey. So I had to get creative. I had to borrow from my 401k. I had to do some other things because my credit was screwed for a couple of reasons. Number one, I had a lot of revolving debt. And number two, I had this issue on my credit score. So these are 5 simple ways that you can prevent trouble with the bank. These are the most glaring don'ts that our team discussed regarding our loan preparation with our lenders that we work with. And there are also a lot of things you will have to do in order to prepare during that application process. And the more prepared you are, the easier the process will be for you and the lender. And I'm going to drop a document in the description box below that's going to help you prepare for the loan application process as well. It's totally free. We'll have a link to this below so you can use it. This information is directly from our lenders that we work with, and it's standard practices. There shouldn't be any surprises in this process. You know, one of the things I will say, that when Natalie and I have been preparing for loans, the reason we're able to do it so quickly is because, and she's the organized one, has all of the drop boxes or your Google Drive or whatever, folders on the desktop with the tax returns, all of the things that you're going to need for that loan process, have them digital, have them be ready to go, put them in a folder that you can share immediately with a lender. So on the first day you're going through this process, our lenders are always stunned at how organized my wife is. I'm giving her credit. They'll say, oh my gosh, we never see people this organized. This is amazing. So when they ask for like the 30 documents they need for the process, they're all right there in the folder. She's digitized them. They're all dragged right there. Share that Google Drive with the lender. Boom. And you get that nice compliment on the back end. But check out that link below in the description so you are prepared for the loan process.